tell you what, we'll start with that. Before we do the sport that you're playing, then we've just been hearing you're the biggest Huddersfield Town fan. You'd have been pleased with that, taking a couple of points off the West Yorkshire rivals, wouldn't you, at the weekend?
Yeah, I think with our season's gone, it was a pretty big point for us, especially being out of 10 men, but I think it rattled a few Leeds fans as well. There's been a lot going on social media with them, so that's been quite enjoyable as well.
Yeah, and of course you'll have Hull City fans listening to this one. They managed to just nick the points from you a couple of weeks ago as well.
Yeah, I got a bit of stick from that. As soon as the game finished, that second goal went in, my phone was blowing up with like Jez and Dino. So, yeah, I copped it for a few days after that game.
You hadn't sent any messages to them on the equaliser going in, had you? Because you only had a couple of minutes to do it. Had it backfired on you?
Yeah, I don't think I had enough time. I think if it had gone another 20 seconds, I'd have probably got a message out. But, yeah, I'd not had time.
Yeah, probably best from your point of view. Tell you what, let's bring it back to rugby league then. Let's look at the first three rounds. How are you feeling 3 weeks into the new season?
Yeah, obviously disappointed about last week, but you know, we started with two wins before that, and we're building slowly. We've got a lot of new combinations. You know, we're looking at the starting team. We've probably got about five or six players in that team, which are new into the club. And we had Mikey coming back late from internationals, so we're finding these combinations with people as well. We're still working on those things, but at this moment in time, it's about getting them wins when the weather's not great, and you're working on those combinations.
Is it easy from the outside looking in to overlook that sometimes, that time it takes to get everything gelling and clicking and flowing?
Probably, I'd say, yeah. If you look at it, you know, with some of the combinations of changes we've had, sort of on the right edge, you've got a new winger and a new halfback for me and Tommy to get used to that neither of us have played with before, so getting used to them is big. A full-back, so that means two big changes in the spine. Another back row on the left edge for Mikey and another centre. So there is a lot of combinations and just that understanding and knowing where people are going to be, what they're going to do, what players they're like, and getting used to those. But it'll come in time. You know, at the moment, we're just focusing on being us, being OK, working hard, basing our game on all the effort areas and grinding out the wins while everything else takes care of itself.
How do you see that half-back combo you've got? And obviously, we're adding Ben into the mix as well now, but how do you see it?
I think it's really exciting. You know, there's been little glimpses of that so far of the individual quality and how they're bringing that together. I think Jez's try the other night showed that you know, in abundance. You know, where we have a player going across to the right and Tyrone comes back and Mikey's on the same page and then Kalepi reacts to it off the back of it. So there's some promising signs and they're two top class halfbacks. So I can't wait to see them gel even more.
Two halfbacks who like to play off the cuff as well. I imagine from Willie's point of view, he's got to try and reel one of them in from time to time, hasn't he?
Maybe, yeah. He's not too dead set on sort of a structure of you've got to go this player for this player. He gives us what we call a framework of these are the best points we feel to play from on the field. And he gives us the freedom to whatever you see. If you see something, take it. You know, we've got that ability that... Where they've got the ability to do that, to take those and create things from nothing. So they've been given a free rein within that framework. So I think it's a partnership which will work well with the Willie's system.
How do you feel you've done personally?
I think I'm still sort of getting into it. You know, I missed the first bit of pre-season, you know, and so I'm still getting used to the rugby and the attack side. You know, I definitely want to improve my attack. I don't think that's been good enough so far this season. I definitely need to improve with that. The defence thing, I feel like I'm starting to get into my rhythm now, starting to get those combinations. And I think, despite conceding 17 points, I thought realistically on the overall, our defence were pretty solid and we're getting where we need to be. So, not in a bad spot, but definitely a lot of room for improvement from me so far.
What do you want to do with that attacking side of things then?
I've not had enough involvement so far. You know, I need to be getting involved more. I need to be more effective with my carries, sort of getting different types of carries and some more shape around me, you know, and a bit more passing than we've got so far. So I think it'll come. You know, I'm working hard with the coaches and the other players to improve that, and it's something that I need to sort out. So I'm pretty sure that'll come soon.
Within those discussions and when you've analysed it yourself, then what are you putting it down to?
Sometimes it's the way the game goes. You don't always think the game goes to different areas of the pitch and errors and things slow it down. And sometimes it's just knowing, like I say, when the wingers like to go and carry in different areas of the pitch, where's the best area for me to go and get that next carry. So we do look to a lot of video and talks with that, so we can definitely improve that.
What was your mindset going into this new season? Because you signed that longer term deal last summer, didn't you? How do you feel going into this new season knowing that?
If I'm honest, it's not really across my mind. You know, all I'm thinking about this season is improving as a group from last year, and we ended up losing a final on golden point. So improving for us this year has to be, you know, challenging those top sides week in, week out. We finished fourth, so we want to be in that top four, challenging those top teams again, maybe a bit closer to those top three than we were at the end of last season, and getting to a final and getting over the line in the final. So that's all I've been focusing on this year, is getting this club that silverware.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that in a second. The reason I asked about the deal, I'm just wondering if it frees you up, you could not worrying too much about the future and can concentrate on the playing side of it. So maybe that's answered it by saying it wasn't on your mind at all.
Yeah, it's not something I tend to think about. You know, I think if you think about your deals and your contract situation and things like that, then it can affect your game negatively. Maybe it has helped at the back of my mind and put me at ease, but it's not something that I know about consciously. You know, I just focus on the day-to-day, getting better each day and driving this club towards where it needs to be.
What's Willie said about where he sees you right now?
Like I say, the conversations that we've had about things that I can improve on, but apart from that, you know, he said that the things that I'm good at, you know, my effort areas and getting through a lot of work and doing the dirty stuff that people don't see, you know, he's been pretty happy with that. We just need to improve and add the things on top of that to go to that next level.
Yeah. Now, you touched on it a minute or so ago. How much did last season's Challenge Cup final appearance and then the playoff semi-final give you all a taste for more?
Yeah, massively. You know, I think we didn't have loads of time after the Cup final to sort of dwell on that and think about that and digest that, because we didn't have much left of the season, we didn't have long left, and we had to take ourselves up another level, which we did, to manage to get into that top four and get the home playoff game. So we didn't have too much time. So, you know, over the off-season, I definitely spent some time thinking about that, and it definitely hurt me a lot more, and it's still there and it's still driving us forward.
Within that, though, how much does it put a bigger target on your head as a side?
I think you have to ask other people that. You know, what we do is we just focus on ourselves. You know, last year no one expected anything of us, and we just blotted that out when we focused on ourselves and what we had internally within the club, and we're doing the same this year. Whether anyone thinks we're going to be better than last year or worse, we don't really know, and we're not really bothered. We're just going to focus on ourselves and getting better each day.
How did you go about managing, I'll say managing that expectation then, but maybe with what you've just said, how did you go about managing not worrying about the expectation?
I think it's just something that we had to say early on and get out there, make sure everyone on the same page. For me personally, I spent a long time at Wakefield, so I'm used to people saying what they want to say and writing what they want to write about what we're going to do this year, if we're going to be good, if we're not. So for me, it's pretty natural to just block everything out, you know, not read what's going around online, not get involved in that, and just focus on what's internal. So it was pretty easy for me.
Let's bring it up to date then. What went wrong on Saturday?
We just weren't good enough. You know, we give too many penalties away to let them get out their own end, you know, and we compounded a little bit too early. There were a lot of good things in there, but we ain't got too much time to dwell on it moving into this week. You know, it's a short turnaround. We've reviewed it, we've spoke about it, we've got over it, and now we're looking forward to Thursday.
Discipline and errors were a big focus coming out of it. How do you reflect on that as a side?
Yeah, that's what we've spoke about. You know, we know those are the things that let us down, but we also know there are things that we're not normally bad at, so we've just got to get back on the horse and go back to what we're normally good at.
As you said, it's a quick turnaround as well, and you look at it's a Warrington side who've won the last two, put 30-plus on teams. How on it will you have to be against them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're a team which they're always up there. You know, in a couple of years, they're probably not best pleased with the last few years, but the quality that they've got individually and collectively, you know, we know who they are, we know what they're going to bring, you know, but we're back at home, we've got the fans behind us, you know, so we're just focusing on ourselves.
And one of those being George Williams, back in the side. Willie's spoken about him, described him as the best player, the best halfback in Super League. How big a threat is that?
Obviously, it's a threat when you've got a player of his quality. But, you know, if we're going to get to where we want to get to this year, we're going to have to beat the best teams with the best players playing. So we'll focus on ourselves. Our game doesn't change this week, whether he's playing or not. You know, we're going to have the same game plan, the same thoughts, the same process and approach to the game, so we're just focusing on that.
Yeah. Can I just go away from that, but just to finish from my point of view, there was a meeting, wasn't there, with the RFL last week, players and some coaches as well, to discuss frustrations over the first few weeks and particularly the disciplinary side. What was the biggest thing to come out of that?
I think from what I hear from the call, it was they accepted that a few things, you know, had not been clear for the referees, which had caused some confusion, and they've they've like we said with the Farmanu Brown incident, you know, and they've tidied them up and they're looking to rectify anything that they find wrong. So that's a good positive thing. And I believe that they're pretty open and they're pretty encouraging about us players having a voice going forward and leaving it up to us to what that looks like. So, you know, they're definitely open, they're coming to the table and they're wanting to work with us and not against us. So that's the big positive.
Yeah, how reassuring is that?
Yeah, massively. You know, I think the big thing for a player group is we've always just wanted to be heard, you know, at least have a say and at least have a vote or an opportunity to put our voices forward. So the fact that they're coming and they're open to that and actually encouraging that, that's a big positive.
Ultimately, though, it comes down to that key word, interpretation, doesn't it? How do you see it playing out in the weeks to come then, having had that conversation?
Yeah, obviously, rules have changed this year. So, you know, there's going to be slightly different interpretations. And unfortunately, there is going to be incidents where things go wrong, calls get wrong, and people don't agree with everything. And it's a little bit of a teething period. But I think what we saw with that incident in the Warrington Hull FC game is that if there is an interpretation which people don't, which causes a bit of an uproar or something, you know, that they're willing to look at it and see if they can improve their interpretation and the guidance that they've given.
Top man, it's good for me. Thanks for that. Best of luck.
No worries. Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Hello there, mate. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. You?
Not bad, not bad. Just one from me. You know, you talk about improving and improving at the end of the year, bettering a final appearance and a semi-final appearance. I think I look back to Huddersfield last year and what their players have said, they sort of fell into the trap of looking too far ahead and looking at how they got from a Challenge Cup final to winning a Challenge Cup final and forgot about the process. So how hard is it as a player when you've done what you did last year and you know that you want to better that, having the focus and the discipline really to keep the day-to-day, week-to-week focus, professionalism, standards and all that you need and not get complacent with that, which obviously can then cause other issues?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the good thing, going back at what you just said there, is that we've done this year is we've said we want to improve on last year, we want to go beyond what we did last year. But we've stripped it back and looked at what got us into those positions, like you were saying then, you know, we can't overlook what we do on a week-to-week, on a day-to-day basis. You know, and we're not trying to do the same stuff that we did on a day-to-day basis last year. We're trying to improve what we do on a day-to-day basis and as habits inside and outside the club when we're away from the club. Because if we can improve what we're doing every day, then we'll improve as performances every week. And those, the improvements on the outcomes of the season, they'll take care of themselves.
And how hard is it to have that consistency? Not in terms of performances, but, you know, it's what you do day to day, week to week, that allows you to be consistent. But, you know, it requires a lot of sacrifice, dedication, commitment, focus as well, I suppose. How hard is it to maintain that for the period of time that you need to do? It's a long season at the end of the day.
I think, yeah, I agree. Whenever you try something new or you try to do something that's challenging, you know, which it's going to be challenging. If we're going to get the rewards, what we've got to do, it's going to be tough, it's going to be challenging. Whenever you do that for the first time, it's different, it's out of your comfort zone. You've just got to, you know, bite down and get on with it early on. And when you keep doing that, it just turns into a habit. And once it's a habit, you don't even know you're doing it. You know, if that's going and doing extra recovery or something on a day off, you know, it'll be different. It'll be weird at first. But after 2 or 3 weeks, it's just a habit and it's just what you do. And that's where we're trying to get to.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
No worries, mate.